The city of Pittsfield is continuing to gather ideas for the redevelopment of an area surrounding the former General Electric plant. The main avenue through the Morningside neighborhood is Tyler Street, a commercial and residential mix that is bookended by Berkshire Medical Center on the city's downtown thoroughfare North Street and the William Stanley Business Park, which used to house GE. Working with the design firm since last year, city planners have been gathering input on how to improve the area. Janice Ackerstrom has been Pittsfield's community development director since August. She says affordable housing, transportation, and public safety are among the focuses.
We had visitors from the transportation, the bus line, speaking about having stops there. We talked about putting in covered bus stations to make it easier for people to travel from their work to their home. We talked about affordable housing and services that are provided to the residents of the area and how to improve those services and actual access to the services. We talked about community access to good food, to good produce, and how we can make that accessible to the residents because there's not a supermarket nearby.
The design and architecture firm Alon out of Saratoga Springs expects to issue an action plan in the summer, around the same time a state-funded development fellow will come to Pittsfield to boost the city's efforts. In the meantime, Ackerstrom says Pittsfield is looking into the state's Complete Streets program to improve biking, walking, and the overall design of Tyler Street.
Ultimately, Tyler Street will have that incorporated into their final design. And from that design, we will be putting in a new streetscape and new possibly sidewalks, depending on what the final design is, throughout the Tyler Street district in order to make it more accessible, more walkable, and more livable.
Much of North Street has already been redone in a similar fashion. Ackerstrom says public safety concerns were discussed at a recent open house. She's hopeful improved lighting through the streets program can improve the situation, while Mayor Linda Tyer says the concerns are citywide, not contained to any one neighborhood.
When areas are thriving and there's a dynamic combination of business and homes and schools, and there's sort of a critical mass that some of the things that we are challenged by in terms of public safety can be mitigated. I do think, though, that, I don't see Tyler Street as any more or less safe than any other part of our city.
One major Tyler Street property carrying a question mark is the St. Mary the Morning Star Church campus. Efforts to save and renovate the roughly 75-year-old shuttered church rose after a Dunkin' Donuts franchisee announced plans to demolish it to put up a drive-through restaurant. In response, Kafua offered a plan to just demolish the rectory and convent buildings. But the city council has yet to weigh the company's special permit application, as it has refused to pay for project reviews requested by the city, according to Ackerstrom. Overall, Ackerstrom says the city sees Tyler Street as the next big thing following the redesign of North Street.
Beginning of a great relationship where there will be a turnaround in the economy, in the appearance, and in the livability of Tyler Street to encourage more growth.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.